Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for this day, and we ask now that you will open our hearts once more. Help us to hear your voice as we think through your scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be thinking about our gospel reading, which was Matthew chapter 24 on page 994. Well, it was a Saturday in December. The Christmas tree was only half ready. The job had been put on hold because the lights were failing to work. Several presents were in the process of being wrapped, and there was a pile of cards still to be finished on the table. So much to do, so much to do, thought Sophie as she scurried about. She looked over at Simon, who was struggling with the Christmas tree lights. Oh, just go out and buy some new ones, she said in frustration. Suddenly the room shook. There was the sound of trumpets, and Simon was taken up to meet Jesus as he returned in the air. Well done, good and faithful servant, he was told. Sophie was told no such thing. Instead, she then saw Jesus sitting on his throne and books being opened. Not yet! Not yet, she cried. I'm not ready. You didn't give me enough warning. The Lord looked over, caught her eye and said, didn't I? I wonder, how ready are we for the return of the Lord Jesus? Today is the first Sunday in Advent, and Advent is a time when we look ahead and reflect on not just the first coming of Jesus at Christmas, but also his second coming at the end of the age, the day of judgment. There are many questions we might have about that day. What will it be like? When will it be? But the most important question we need to ask ourselves is, will we be ready? I have just two headings from our gospel reading today. Both are about the return of Jesus. My first heading is a definite return. A definite return. So please do look down at page 994 in the Bibles. Matthew chapter 4 verses 36 to 51. As we look over these verses, Jesus is quite clear. There will be a day on which he returns. There will be a day on which the Lord will come. There is no doubt about it. It's easy to think that that day might never come. After all, it's been 2,000 years and here we still are. It's easy to start to live our lives as if the day of judgment is just mere fiction. But that would be dangerous. Verses 37 to 39, Jesus illustrates this danger by referring to the story of Noah and the ark. In the story of Noah, most people are getting on with their day-to-day life. They didn't believe that a flood might come. As we know, the flood did come, and the people were not ready. Well, similarly, Jesus has promised us a definite return. And if we truly believe that, well, then it will affect the way we live our lives greatly. The news of the flood affected Noah, and he got to action. The way we live our lives now affects where we end up on the day of Jesus' return. And Jesus again illustrates that in verses 40 and 41. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Jesus says people will be separated on that day. Some will go to be with Jesus in his kingdom for eternity. They will be richly rewarded. Others will not be included, but cast outside into the darkness. So a definite return. Will we be ready? The obvious next question is to ask, well, when is this day going to be? I need to know so I can schedule in time beforehand to make sure I can get ready. When is this day going to be? I remember 20 years ago or so, the Jehovah's Witnesses knocking at my door, and before I realised what was happening, I had a copy of their Watchtower magazine pushed into my face. And they started to tell me, look, all the signs that Jesus is due to return imminently are here. I feel a bit sorry for the Jehovah's Witnesses. Many of them are quite sincere, but they keep on calculating the date of Jesus' return, and they get it wrong. We've had 1874, 1878, 1914, and I could go on. As each date passes, they have to recalculate, or claim that, well, maybe Jesus did return back in 1914, but he did it invisibly. What does Jesus say in verse 36? No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Or verse 42. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know. You do not know on what day your Lord will come. So we cannot calculate the time of Jesus' return. And so my second heading this morning is an unexpected time. Jesus promises a definite return, but at an unexpected time. In verse 43, Jesus illustrates that point. He says, if the owner of a house knew what time the thief was going to break in, well, he'd be there waiting. And I thought I'd just push that illustration, make it a bit more personal. If you knew for definite that your house was going to be broken into, well, you would be ever ready, wouldn't you? However, the longer you waited, the more difficult it would become. The problem is that after 2 years, your defences might drop. After all, you'd have to go out and buy the shopping. It'll never happen, you might kid yourself. Jesus says, don't be caught napping. It will happen, but at an unexpected time. And so if the application of my first point is that we need to be ready, the application of my second point is that we need to be ever ready. And to not give up being ever ready. The return of Jesus could happen at any moment. If we knew that the return of Jesus was definitely going to happen in the summer of the year 2015, we might be tempted to think, great, well, let's relax for next year. 2014, we can enjoy it a bit, even indulge in a bit of ungodly behaviour, because after all, we've got the first 6 months of 2015 to get ready, to repent and so prepare ourselves for the return of Jesus. However, if we don't know the time of Jesus' return, we need to be ever ready, don't we? Jesus could return this evening. There's a thought. He could return in 2 weeks' time. But he might not return for 400 years. He might return now and you miss the end of my sermon. But the key point of application is this. Let's not get caught napping. We need to be ever ready. I remember a school friend saying that we could go round to his friends one weekend. A school friend saying we could go round to his parents' house one weekend when his parents were away. We just had to make sure that the house was all back to normal by Sunday lunchtime. And we did. Saturday night was complete havoc. Loud music, crisps everywhere. But Sunday morning, it was all tidied up. We knew we had Sunday morning to sort it all out. But I've often wondered what on earth would have happened if they'd returned at 9 p.m. on the Saturday evening. They would have been mad hearing the loud music, finding complete mayhem going on in their house, and crisps in all sorts of odd places. We need to be ever ready. And that brings us to the final illustration Jesus uses in this passage, in verses 45 to 51. We're given a responsibility to live properly every day from now until the return of Jesus. We're to be faithful and wise servants every day. We're not to think as the wicked servant says in verse 49, my master is staying away a long time, and start to misbehave. Where do such people end up? A place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth is how it is described in verse 51. We are given a responsibility to live properly every day from now until the return of Jesus. We're to be faithful and wise servants every day. So we need to be ever ready and wise doing the Lord's will, living out our faith publicly and responsibly. And if we do that, Jesus will then say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servants. Take care of all my possessions." We'll be welcomed into his kingdom with open arms. We're going to pray now that we might be those faithful and wise servants who are ever ready and do God's will each day, as we patiently wait for a definite return, but a return that will happen at an unexpected time. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you that you sent the Lord Jesus into the world the first time to warn us, but also to save us. And we thank you that we're celebrating communion this morning, where we remember how Christ died for us. So Lord, make us ready as we look ahead for the return of Jesus Christ. May we not be caught napping. May we be alert to those who are currently on the wrong side of Jesus, to help them come into relationship with him, so they too can hear those wonderful words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.